did you feel about your performance on Sunday?
Well, I thought I came out and did what I was supposed to do. You know, I was expected to rebound, use my athleticism. I was able to score, too, take advantage of my scoring opportunities. But like I said, that's what was expected. It really wasn't a special performance. And, you know, we got a lot of tough games this year. So I'm glad that I had a pretty decent showing, but now it's time to move forward.
Did you get your shoes yet?
I ordered them, so they're on their way. They'll be here for Sunday, though. Don't worry. They'll be here.
Who were you listening to coming into that?
I was listening to my man Cameron, one of the New York artists. I'm a real Cameron fan, so I was listening to him get me in the mood, him and Vado. Shout out to my slime Vado. That's about it.
What's the chemistry like on this team right now?
Oh, it's been real good. You know, it seems like everybody's together. We all really, all we have is each other, because you know, kind of people are doubting us and stuff like that. So today we come in here, it's a good bond with the players and the coaches. And this is one of the few teams I've been on where there's no egos. I've been on a lot of teams with egos. So, you know, it just feels good to play with people who don't have egos, because then people are more comfortable with each other. People are not scared to talk to each other about what's going on in the court. So I definitely be enjoying my teammates just practicing every day.
Has that made it easier for you guys to have some veteran guys at point guard, some of your younger guys?
It definitely does. Cully is a big help. You know, when I'm on the court, he places me where I need to be. If I forget a play, he'll guide me through it. He's always talking to me during the game, just keeping my motor going, just saying stuff to me, just little stuff that people don't realize is just such a big help. And I do look for him on the court, so, you know, I really appreciate him and Bryce as well. Even though he's a new player, he's still a junior, so he has college experience.
You talked about how you don't really notice anybody having any egos on this team. Has that made it easier to kind of get through the grind of practices every day and whatnot, knowing that you don't have, like, those darn other agendas out there to worry about?
Yeah, it definitely has made it easier, because, like I said, I'm not worried about anyone's attitude. I don't feel like anybody doesn't want the team to win. There's no selfishness on the team. And so everybody's just trying to learn, and everybody's willing to help each other. It's not like people are out here being cutthroat neither, which can happen on teams that I've already experienced. So, you know, like I said, it's just been good. It seems like we're all in this together.
What did you take away from Sunday, like when you finally got a chance to maybe go back, watch a little bit of film, and you got the coach's critique on how you performed?
Obviously I did some good stuff. I'm not going to deny that. But looking on the film, I still made mistakes. You just got to stay focused the whole game, because when it comes down to it, the Big Ten games, those against these big-time, top-ranked 25 teams, and even the tournament we got coming up next week, you got to be able to play the whole game, because it's going to come down to the wire, especially this year with just how we want to stay after teams. So, you know, just staying focused the whole game, not playing good for 20 minutes or one half, but you got to put it in the whole game.
I know you weren't here for it last year, but the guys got off to an 0-2 start and just never really seemed to, you know, get anything going. How much more of an emphasis do you feel has been placed, especially by those guys, like on players such as yourself and Roy and Bryce and Zach that are new, as far as being able to go out there and get that first win on Sunday?
Well, I think it's no different. Nobody wants to lose. So the whole team is putting emphasis on win. Mm-hmm. I mean, our program, I wouldn't say anybody here has a different attitude towards winning or losing. I don't think anybody here is looking to come in Sunday's game and lose. So as far as that goes, whether you was here last year, you might have a little extra bite in your mouth just because of the losses that happened. So I can tell you everybody's driven to win, and we really want to maximize whatever we can get out of this season.